couldn't resist. Okay, 572. We need a little comic relief around here occasionally. Thank you.
Authorize a contract with InfraTerra, Inc. for the water system seismic study in the amount of $1,124,590.
Good afternoon.
Walk us through it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My boss has abandoned me.
Happens.
What I'm here to do
Who
today...
Who are you?
Oh, Mike Stewart, Chief Engineer of the Water Bureau. Sorry. What I'm here to do today is talk about a contract we propose to authorize to InfraTerra Incorporated, a certified MBE firm, for a water system seismic study in the amount of $1,000,001. In April of 2011, the House of Representatives passed the House Resolution 3, which directed the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission to lead and coordinate preparation of an Oregon resilience plan that makes recommendations on policy direction to protect lives and keep commerce flowing during and after a Cascadia subduction zone earthquake. That plan and recommendations were delivered to the Oregon legislature February 28, 2013. It's our objective to comply with the Oregon Resilience Plan by completing a seismic risk assessment of the water distribution system and then providing an infrastructure mitigation plan as needed to become part of our capital improvement program. Key features of this project include development of liquefaction and lateral spreading maps, a model for a backbone distribution system performance, assessment of the rest of the distribution system performance, define mitigation measures where appropriate, and evaluate any emergency preparedness things that we might need to do. The solicitation was done using the formal RFP process. We had 65 firms view the RFP on the city's eBid site. We received three proposals. The proposals were InfraTerra, G&E Engineering Systems, and Kennedy Jenks. To evaluate the proposals, we appointed a five-member committee, including one minority evaluator program member, Maria Rivero, and four employees from the engineering services group. This evaluation committee evaluated each of the proposals. We then required all of them to come back in and do basically an oral exam. The person or the group that came to the top was InfraTerra. Therefore, we're proposing to award the $1 million contract to InfraTerra. It's a minority business firm. I'd also point out that there is going to be 10 subconsultants on this. Two of those subconsultants are also minority business firms, and so 40% of InfraTerra's amount will go to the two minority subconsultants. I hope you can support our initiative.
I got a quick question. I know we're running low here, but so we already have projects in our capital improvements program designed to respond to seismic vulnerability of the system. Will this study likely change the order of priority of those projects?
No. What the Cascadia Subduction Zone plan, the Oregon Resilience Plan, is a 50-year plan to put us in a position to be able to be responsive post-earthquake. What we have in the works right now, Willamette River Crossing among them, are very large projects on identifiable facilities. This looks at the distribution system itself. We've got 3,000 miles of pipe and a bunch of pumps and tanks and so on that also need to be looked at. And that's what this is going to do, and we're hoping that this will help us optimize the response, lay out a plan for the next 50 years, and we can include other things that we're going to need to do over that 50-year period in our CIP.
All right, thank you. Other questions?
It'll certainly, Mayor, help us make the argument. I was alarmed a month ago when the Tribune ran a story and someone had proposed that we defer indefinitely the Willamette River crossing. Now, three of my colleagues live in Southwest, two live on the east side. Charlie, you and I would be fine, but to our other three colleagues, it might cause some inconvenience in the event of a tremor. So the more science we have to back this up, probably the better the case we have to make to our ratepayers that these are the kinds of investments we should make, even if they have a short-term rate impact.
Yeah. Good. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. Anyone signed up on this one? Don't think so.
Cheat.
Anyone want to speak? Not. Rolls to second reading.